Joining us right now, our dear friend, longtime Drive Hall of Famer, syndicated radio host and great political commentator and author, Mr. Bill Press. Bill, how are you?
Well, I'm looking at my microwave, too, and wondering who planted a camera in there. I think it might have been Pat Buchanan. I'm not really sure.
Well, I know Pat and you probably don't get along that well.
Actually, we do.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right. But, we talked about that,
But, you know, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd. And they keep saying this nonsense, this crap, right? And then they get away with it, right?
So
Kellyanne Conway puts out this nonsense, and then Trump tweets, "No, everybody's being rude to my people. You have to be nice to them, right? Why are you so rude to them?" But they stop saying such crap, you know? Maybe we'd respect them a little more.
Conway quickly clarified her microwave remark, saying that she was not, in fact, accusing Barack Obama of spying via a kitchen appliance.
that in itself, right, says volumes. But
I'm afraid to use my dishwasher, Bill.
Don't flush your toilet, whatever you do. The worst was, so today at the briefing, I mean, reporters were getting into this, and somebody asked, I think it was Peter Alexander from NBC, he said, this is a serious question. You know, when the president tweets, right, or says something like this, does he mean it or doesn't he mean it? What are we to think? And Spicer's answer, you probably saw this one, no, he's telling the truth, except when he's kidding.
Right. And he didn't, and when he said wiretap, he didn't mean wiretap.
What? Yeah, he meant some kind of surveillance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah. But, I mean, the room broke out in laughter. It's just like Friday when he talked about the job numbers. He said, well, before, you know, Trump said these were phony numbers and we should not believe them. And, you know, and Spicer's answer is, well, they were phony then, but they're real now. Again. What a bunch of clowns. I mean, how did this guy get to the White House? God.
Yeah, I also love it when Kellyanne said, I'm not Inspector Gadget, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, right.
In fact, Bill, look, you got a sec? Mike's got the clip. Let's listen to some of this.
Chris, I'm not Inspector Gadget. I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
It couldn't.
You
know, what happened to her? Because she was missing for the last 3 weeks, or it seems like it, and then now suddenly she's all over the place again.
Well, it's sort of, you know, they put her in hiding for a while. Mm-hmm. After I forget what that what's the latest outrage.
Yeah, the last one I don't remember either.
They just roll. Oh, that was when she was hawking. No, when she was hawking Ivanka's jewelry.
Oh yeah, right.
And so, but look, the deal is she should not be. She does not do them any good. Every time she's out there, she says something outrageous, and then there's 2 or 3 days of just trying to. Clean up after they get, it's
right.
Like the elephant in the circus, right? There's somebody behind them just sweeping up the crap.
Why would they let her keep going? I just don't get it.
Exactly. They should not do it. And let me tell you, that's not the role of a presidential counselor, right? First, A, she's not good at it. B, that's not her job. Whatever you thought of him, you didn't see Karl Rove out there on every cable show, every freaking day, right? I mean, he was a counselor to the president. You give your advice privately, and you just shut up. That's what she ought to do. Get out of sight, shut up, or they ought to shut her up. And I don't mean that in any sexist way.
No.
I don't care who it is. Steve Bannon. You don't see Steve Bannon out there on television.
Yeah, exactly. And
he's smarter than she is.
You'd think Reince Priebus would put a stop to this, but maybe he can't.
He can't, because nobody can control Trump. Trump is calling the shots,
right?
And he likes her. You know, he thinks she's great. So, I mean, to the extent that Trump is controlling the shots, so today at the briefing, twice at the briefing today, somebody ran into the briefing room and handed Sean Spicer a note of something Trump wanted him to say.
Oh, my God.
So Trump watches the briefings, and then he either tweets to somebody or texts somebody who's sitting there, right, or sends a runner down from the Oval Office.
Unbelievable. When was the last time they let you ask a question in the briefing?
Well, I haven't asked one under Sean Spicer.
Okay.
I don't always raise my hand. I did today. He didn't call on me. I understand that. You don't always get called on. But look, put it this way. I'm not complaining. I mean, if I don't have a... if somebody else asks the question I was going to ask, then I'll just don't raise my hand, right?
Right.
Because I'm not like the guys in the front row who always have to be seen on television.
Exactly.
Every day.
Exactly.
But let me tell you this. They haven't taken away my press pass yet. Right? So I consider that good news.
If anyone out there missed it, let me just quote Kellyanne Conway this morning. Surveillance can be carried out with microwaves that turn into cameras. We know this is a fact of modern life. I think there's a camera in my burrito that I put in the microwave. I mean,
do we know that's a fact of modern life? Right?
No,
seriously.
It's not.
Right.
She knows it, but.
Although I was wondering why some of those microwaves that I saw at Best Buy were so expensive. I guess now I know, right? There was a built-in camera.
Yeah. And then you can text a video of your burrito warming up in the microwave with the camera.
By the way, you know, if this were a Saturday Night Live skit,
it would be
hilarious.
Oh, it's going to be.
Yeah, it will be. But, I mean, this would be hilarious if that's all it were. But this is the president of the United States. God forbid.
I also love the fact that she said, I'm not in the job of having evidence. What?
Yes. No. And by the way, I was just writing a column about this when you called. I really think it is outrageous, okay? I mean, I know you've talked about this. We all have. But we can't forget, the president of the United States accused former President Barack Obama of tapping his phones, of ordering a phone tap of his phones. They can try to wiggle out, but he did. And that was 10 days ago. To this point, he has provided not one shred of evidence. And when we were pushing Sean, not personally, but I was there at the briefing, and I would have if nobody else had, pushing Sean Spicer today for, okay, the president's got to do what John McCain said, either present his evidence or apologize, right? Or retract it.
Yeah.
And their response is, no, ask the Justice Department. That's their job, not our job. No, Jeff Sessions did not accuse Barack Obama of spying on him. Donald Trump did. And, you know, with free speech comes some responsibility. You and I can't accuse somebody of murder and then just not present, you know, any evidence, right? It's outrageous. And people are letting him get away with it. I hope the Congress doesn't. I mean, I hope they do look into this and then come out and say Donald Trump's lying through his teeth. There's zero evidence of this.
You know, we had our...
Somewhere it's got to stop. I mean, somewhere it has to stop.
I agree. And everyone, so many other people agree. And I think, you know, this could be the beginning of the quick downfall. I don't know whether he's, you know, I don't know. I don't want to even go there at this point.
Well, it could be to this extent. And is I think it's backfired in a way that Trump did not. Of course, he doesn't think about it. He just does it, right? He doesn't think through the inconsequences. But what has happened is so people say, oh, well, if there was any surveillance going on, Barack Obama didn't order it. In fact, he cannot order it.
Exactly.
It must have been somebody else like the FBI. And the only reason they would have been doing it is because they suspected Trump of colluding with the Russians.
Right.
And they wanted to find out. So this could come back and bite them in the ass.
That's what Mel Goodman said. You know Mel Goodman. He was on.
Of course.
Yeah, well, he's on with us all the time, like you are.
And
He was on earlier today, and I at one point I said, Mel, please explain for our listeners how wiretapping works when it's, the federal government. And, Obama couldn't have done anything anyway. And,
No, you have to go to the FISA court. I'm sure he explained that.
Yep.
And if they did, they would have to prove to the FISA court that there was reasonable suspicion.
Right.
That person whose phone they wanted to tap was committing a federal crime.
Right. So Trump just screwed himself.
Exactly. Yeah. And if that turns out to be the case, then Trump is in, former President Bush used to say, deep doo-doo.
Mm-hmm. How's everything in D.C., buddy?
Well, it's March Madness. We're getting ready for the first snowstorm.
Yeah, snow madness, man.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Crazy. We haven't had, not an inch, we haven't had a flake of snow all winter. And suddenly they're telling us we could get 4 inches to a foot
right
overnight tonight.
We had
everything.
We had Lanny Davis and Mel Goodman on today, and they're all batting down the hatches, and I'm sure you are too.
Well, we'll be on the air, showbiz, right?
Sure.
The show's got to go. Show's got to go on.
Yeah. Well, let me just wrap with this. It's 78 and sunny here in Northern California today.
Oh, shut up.
Always a pleasure, my dear friend. We will talk soon.
All right. Okay, greetings to Sonoma and Marin, of course.
Right on. Thanks, Bill.